time now for your comments. Penny McMorris of Bowling Green, Ohio, says Tom Goldman's story on elite elder athletes made her kick up her heels like a youngster during her 6-mile morning run. She writes, "Yes, I thought he'll be talking about my generation." But no, he interviewed 80-year-olds training like 18-year-olds. Thanks for the incredible role models, Tom. Signed, just another 60-year-old slacker. Carol Richardson of Santa Fe says the story reminded her of her first half Ironman triathlon. She says in the final stage of the race, she caught up with a woman whose age, 69, was written on her calf. She writes, "While I did pass her about halfway through the run, I still had to contend with the fact that a woman nearly my mother's age beat me on the swim and on the bike. The woman, of course, is the famous Sister Madonna Booter, nun and Ironman age group legend." A John Nielsen story about the search for debris from the Space Shuttle Columbia referred to mountains in East Texas. R.C. Tillman of Huckabee, Texas writes, "It's time to break out the Atlas, preferably one with a terrain relief graphic." He continues, "Be advised, East Texas is flatland, an alluvial plain covered in trees, swamps, water, and the occasional lost search party." Last week I talked with commentator Miles Hoffman about musical settings of the Romeo and Juliet story. Louise Stalter of Kensington, Maryland, says she enjoyed the music in the segment, but suggests I might have included something from the soundtrack of Franco Zeffirelli's Romeo and Juliet movie from the late 60s. It was as fresh and breathless as the young lovers, she writes. Send your comments to morning@npr.org. Please say where you live and how to pronounce your name.